Welcome to the December Daily Inspiration Podcast, episode 16. I'm your host, Melissa Shannon from digitalscrapbookinghq.com. And today I invited Lynette Pinacho from Netio Designs back again to share her December scrapbooking progress and lessons that she's learnt throughout the month. Hi Lynette, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad that you could join us again. I'm excited to hear what ended up happening with your Holiday Faves album.
Yeah.
So just for those people who don't remember, do you want to just let everyone know what your plans were for coming into the holiday period with your script?
Yeah. I had planned to do, rather than doing December Daily, where it was, you know, every day, I decided I was going to do a Holiday Faves album and document my top 10 favorite things from the holiday season. I was going to still do it the way you would do December Daily, as that I'm documenting as the month goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided for my album, rather than doing it digitally, I created a 5x7 hybrid mini album that I printed out, put together, and then added stuff and photos and journaling and stuff throughout the month. So that was kind of my plan and went pretty well.
So you were traveling a little bit as well, weren't you? So
yeah.
It had to be portable.
Yeah, that was a big deal, is that we were going to be gone for almost 2 weeks. We left December 19th, so I had about a week of the December Daily because I was ending it on the 25th, so kind of a week of Christmas time that I wanted to make sure there was a way for me to document that.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, how did you go with the project? Did you change much along the way, or?
I think probably the biggest change is I was really hoping while I was gone that I would add more stuff to it. Like, I did really well up until the point that we left on the 19th, and I had about half of my faves done at that point. I was working on numbers 5 and 6 and ran out of a little bit out of time right before we left. My husband seemed to think it was more important for me to pack than to finish it. I don't know what he's thinking, but
yeah.
So I kind of like ended up leaving it at that point. I did bring it with me, and I brought like a small bag of stuff to work on while I was there. And the only thing I really ended up doing while we were gone was I did fill out all of the journaling cards. So I basically decided on what I wanted my faves to be based on the stuff we did while we were there. And I wrote out my journaling because I really wanted that to be fresh. It's so different when you come back and then you're at home again, and it's just like vacation seems so far off, and like you kind of forget, like, was I really there? You know, you get that kind of like mental kind of thing. And so I wanted it to like be fresh. And so I did write all of the journaling out. And then I ended up, when I came home then, the last couple days, I've been finishing it up and printing out photos and stuff. One of the things I had wanted to do was I have an Instax camera, and I had really wanted to take more photos with that while we were gone. And I figured, oh, I can just, you know, they're printed out from the camera. I can just stick them in there and call it good. And I like kept forgetting to bring it out. I would bring out like my regular camera or my phone, but like I would totally forget that to bring that one out. So that didn't quite work out how I wanted it to, but I think in a way it worked out better because I really love doing like the big 5x7 photos. I think it really captures what we were doing. And so
so do you think that's more because it's a brand new camera that you hadn't really used before, or
yeah I think it's just like I normally, when I'm home, like any camera I want to use, I'll like set it out so I see it, but since I was staying at somebody else's house and I have little cousins and stuff, like I didn't want anything really like sitting out that I wasn't watching. And so like I would just forget to grab it and stuff, and then I'd be like, oh, like at one point I actually said to my husband, I'm like, oh, I totally forgot that we had that in there. And I'm like, oh, you know, like that point's a little too late, but you know, it worked out. I'm happy with how it out. So,
yeah, it sounds like it worked well. So in the end, you sort of took photos in real time, but you'd already sort of done your journaling for those faves. So you just sort of, could you just give us an example of like one fave that you sort of pre-journaled for, and then how that worked?
Yeah. So one of them was, we went to Disneyland one day, my husband and I, kind of a last minute trip. We were in Southern California, so we were kind of like, we could go to Disneyland today. We're not doing anything. And so we decided that we would go. And so I ended up, I had my journaling cards pre-printed because, like I said, I did them hybrid. So I had them pre-printed, but no journaling of any kind on there. And then I just wrote out my journaling by hand, which I need practice, right? By hand, I realized doing this project that like I'm really rusty from when I was in school and I would actually write stuff out. I'm like, wow. Yeah, so, I mean, my handwriting font that I have made of my handwriting makes my handwriting look much better than it does when I write by hand. But I was just kind of like, this is this project. This is the way it's going to be. And it's fine. Like, nobody's ever going to look through it and be like, oh, looks terrible. You could read it. So it looks fine. So yeah, I did like Disneyland. So I kind of wrote like about our day and what we did. And, you know, in my head, I had like, I didn't worry so much about tying it into like what kind of photos I took. Like, I knew I had taken photos that day, but I just wrote like kind of my highlights of like favorite things that we had done that day or memories from that day. And then when I got home, then I just went through my photos and picked out my favorite ones and included those. And I included like the tickets from the day and the map that we got while we were there and things like that. So
yeah, well, that sounds totally awesome. So in the end, so how long did it take you to finish up after, like, so when did you sort of finish the project?
I didn't end up finishing it until earlier this week. I was working on it like Monday and Tuesday, I think. We didn't get back until the 4th. And so then last week I was trying to kind of get back into the rhythm of things. And so I just was finally working on it this week. And it took me like a solid 2 days over like working on it, not the whole time, but like over those 2 days. By the time I looked through all of my photos from the trip, edited all the photos, printed them out, added any extra like memorabilia or embellishments and that kind of stuff. And then I added a fabric spine to the album. So that was like the last thing that I did, because that needed to be done once it was all finished. So
okay.
that took about 2 days to finish. So not too bad, I don't think. I was hoping to get it done in like 1 day, but I knew that was like overly ambitious trying to get it done that quickly with editing all those photos and stuff. So
yeah. So what I might do is I'll link everyone up to your blog in the show notes so they can check out, you know, what you've done with your album, because you've got a few photos up there and everything, haven't you?
There's more than a few. It went up this morning, actually, a big post with all the updates of that. And then tomorrow I have another one that's coming that has how I put this fabric spine together, some pictures of that, and kind of my final thoughts about the whole project in general. So and then I'll be done. So
yeah,
tell me about new stuff. So it's exciting.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. I mean, myself, I'm still nowhere near done on mine, but because of the way I've been doing December Daily this year. But yeah, I know that feeling. Like, oh, I've actually finished something I set out to do.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. I tried to do December Daily a couple times in different formats, digital, hybrid, paper, and this is the first time I've really finished. I do think that having it not be daily was huge. Like, that I would think is a huge tip for anyone trying to do it, is that be realistic about what you can do. I just know that, like, for me, having that pressure of something every day, it's just not good. I felt like this was kind of the right amount of stuff. I did add a couple, like I had my 10 faves and then I had a couple, I think there's only two or three extra little things I included in there. One was like a couple photos from the day we did like a pre-Christmas before we left, so we didn't have to take everything with us. And so I included some stuff from that. That didn't end up being like a fave, but I just included it in there. And then there was something else. I don't remember what it was, but so for the most part I stuck to like my plan, and I thought it went pretty well based on, you know, what I knew we had going on. And one of the things I never liked about December Daily was I felt like every evening, like, I'm hunkered down in my office like working on it, 'cause I don't want to get behind. And so I liked that this was a little more free form. I could, you know, sometimes I would do like two faves in, you know, over the course of like 1 day if I happened to have two things I wanted to document. And other days it was like there would be several days before I would do something. And so I felt like I did in my calendar kind of plan out, so I wouldn't get too far behind, kind of how often I needed to be adding a fave to have 10 done by like the 25th, if that kind of makes sense. Like spacing them out, so I knew like, oh, you know, I should be right around fave 3 at this point. just so I don't end up with 10 to do, like, the day before. You know.
Yes. So. Yes. I understand that totally. So do you have any other tips for people who are thinking about doing December Daily, or even for people who are sort of finishing up their albums at this time of year?
Yeah, I think my biggest tips would be, one, like I said, be honest about what you can do. I mean, we all love to take on projects. We all love to be ambitious. But the holidays, it's crazy. I remember I told my mom I was doing this project, and her first comment to me was, "Why would you do that? The holidays are so busy." I'm like, well, it's cool to have it documented, but I do understand where she's coming from. You, with everything else you have going on, it seems crazy to take on another project. So that would be my advice. Be honest. The other thing is be flexible with your plan. I didn't beat myself up over the fact that, you know, I didn't have it all done by Christmas, or that, you know, I kind of changed things as I went. You know, for the most part, it went, like I said, like I had planned. And the other thing I would say is having your foundation done is definitely key, because I had printed out pretty much the foundation of my album beforehand, and having that so that I kind of knew how many photos I would need, or, you know, having some of those constraints. Like, some people get worried, like, oh, what if I change my mind? But it's nice to have those, because it keeps you focused, and otherwise you can kind of be like, oh gosh, you know, there's all the things in the world, especially with digital, you can pretty much do anything you want. And so it gets a little overwhelming when you don't limit what you're trying to do. In terms of like finishing it now, I would say just finish it as soon as you can. Like, you don't really want, like last year at the end, like in December, I remember, or maybe it was in November, people were talking about, oh, you know, are you going to do one for this next month? Everyone's chatting about it or whatever. And some people are like, I'm still working on mine from last year. And I'm just like, no, just like call it done. Like, it's been a year, like move on. I don't want to be working on it that long. That was one of my goals, and I definitely achieved that. I was fine with it being like a week after we got back, but I didn't want to have to keep working on it for months and months and months.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where, you know, at this point, if you're at that point where you're like, oh, but I haven't documented what did we do on this day, and you're sort of thinking about it, I think it's a good idea to just go, you know what, I don't have to worry about including every single little thing if you haven't already got it documented. I mean, it's easy for me. I've got 26 blog posts that I can just pull into my album. But just simplifying it at this point is probably a good idea.
Don't try to document everything. I did not try and document everything. Like, in fact, I showed my album last night to my husband when I was done, and he's like, oh, he's made some comment about, he's like, well, it doesn't include everything. And I'm like, well, no, it doesn't. That's kind of the point. I was like, but you know, I see it as that if there's other stories you want to tell, then you can include those in layouts. You could do, you know, something else. Everything doesn't have to be in one album from that month. And that was kind of my goal with this, was to have it just be my favorite things. And I wasn't going to stress out about every little detail that happened every day that was possibly Christmas or not. You know, I just didn't need that stress.
Yeah, well, it sounds awesome, and I'm so excited to send people over to have a look at your blog and check out all the photos, because the album looks absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you so much for joining me today and giving us a little update of where you're at with everything.
Absolutely.
It's so exciting that you're actually finished. I'm happy for you. Hopefully I'll be there very soon.
you can do it.
All right, well, thanks, Lynette. If you're interested in learning more about Lynette, I'll have links to her shop and her blog in the show notes for today. Are you still working on your December Daily? If you are, I'd love to see your progress so far. And if you're finished, why not come and celebrate with us? Leave us a comment at decemberdaily.com/16.